Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
But I'm going to be in the hood giving out thanks like Nino Brown, baby. Like Nino Brown, trying to restore my community.
The guys who give you Flex ATX and the right call. Snoop, Zay, the Snoop and Zay Morning Remix. Remix. On the Horn.
Welcome back. 7 o'clock hour underway. This is not Aaron Hogan. This is not Bucky Gabo. Those are my guys, produced for them. But this is Snoop Daniel and Zay Collier, the Horn Morning Remix for that ass sweet potato pie edition. If you don't understand that, then you need to get out from under that rock, because later on today, afternoon hour, after Light the Tower and Shirts and Skins, you're going to listen to the Pumpkin Pie edition with Patrick Davis and Stephen Kabler, the Oklahoma Sooner. I don't know how we let him come around these parts, but he does still. Nah, Kabler's my guy. And Cameron. What's Cameron's last name, Snoop?
Parker.
Parker, Cameron Parker. My bad, Cam. Cameron Parker.
No, he's new, so.
So it don't matter. He's doing
well. You know, you have to get hazed when you're new.
That's the haze.
People don't know your name. Even Craigway was called Gregway.
What?
Yeah. Well, when he started in Dallas, he talks all the time. And it just people would butcher his name, even not as simple as it was. It's being new.
Man.
Everybody's new at one point.
Knowing Craig now, that's bad. Disrespectful. The Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Wow. But anyway, appreciate everybody for rocking with us. You could hit us up at the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. Hit Snoop on his Twitter, at Snoop Daniel. Snoop's got the blue check, so he's really, really official. Also, hit flexatx.com. Also, at flexatx on Twitter, FLXATX. Hit your boy Zay at @ain't_that_Zay. Right call. No right call tomorrow, by the way. Thanksgiving. I'm trying to eat. We talking basketball today. So, y'all, if you want to listen to the right call, then hopefully you're listening to the now to get your basketball fixed, because we'll be talking everything for the next 3 hours. But right now, Grandma should be taking the greens, putting them in the water, soaking them things. The greens should be smelling up the whole house right now, if you're doing it right. Grandma, Ma, Auntie, whoever, the greens should be smelling up the house right now. If somebody's not cooking right now, you in trouble. You ain't eating tomorrow till about 6-7 o'clock. That's too late for me, Snoop.
What's the night game then? The damn night game. Bills and Saints will be on by the time you eat.
Yeah, that's not a good look. I'm more of a noon through three guy.
Almost like breakfast, almost.
Yeah, I don't eat breakfast on Thanksgiving.
Okay,
I can't do that. That's, you know what I'm saying? I gotta starve myself for the feast.
Fast before the feast.
Yeah. I don't think it's accurate. I've been eating kind of clean all week. Like, I had a smoothie bowl yesterday, acai bowl for
acai.
A lot of you.
Acai?
Yeah, Austin Knights. Is it acai? I thought it's acai.
I think it's just one of them. It's a it's a Brazilian berry that gives you natural caffeinated properties or benefits.
Oh, so it's not just a fancy word for smoothie?
No.
Or a bowl?
No. It's oh, okay. Actual, yeah. Acai, because I used to work at Jamba Juice.
Huh.
And we would, one of my many jobs, you know, before I could get in radio full time, I served all the smoothies. And acai was a big thing up and coming at that point in time. So, and it tastes very distinct.
Does it?
Not a lot of things that taste like acai.
See, that's the thing. It's mixed with so much other stuff, so yeah. I couldn't tell you what acai is. Like, if it was put out on me and I had to taste it with a blindfold, I wouldn't be able to help you much. You know what I'm talking about? Because I just thought it was a smoothie bowl.
So, Bears, Lions, 11:30.
Nobody's watching that.
I am.
Why?
Because I love the NFL.
I love it too, but
I love the NFL, fam.
Come on.
I mean, I love the Cowboys first and foremost. And since I haven't been gambling, like, really just said the NFL is like, it's just something that I've watched all my life as a Cowboys fan.
Congrats on that, by the way. I feel like that's a big step for you.
Not gambling.
Yeah. The way you've talked about it.
Yeah. I talk about it a lot. And
yeah,
and
make it seem like it was an issue at one point.
Yeah. I mean, I work at a sports station, so for me to not.
Yeah, we got a lot of degenerates around here.
Rod Babers bet U.S. spot. It actually sent me. It sent me back spiraling down.
Damn. So,
but it's okay. I've since had to stop.
I think Rod's my bookie though.
Oh, my bookie. Yes. Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, you're messing up people's money. Come on now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Come on, that's true.
Come on now, Snoop.
I don't.
Yeah,
do that
I'm pulling in that my bookie money too on the right call. So I gotta watch how I talk. Airwaves. You know what I'm talking about. But let's get to, before we left, we talked about Kobe and Carmelo. And as a basketball guy, I've never heard this story.
You never heard about Carl?
I've heard about Carl and what he's done off the court, which is foul. But and I said Stockton and Malone earlier. That's just the easiest one. We're more like Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be Shaq because I feel like after tomorrow, I'll weigh like Shaq. So I'll be Shaq, and you could be Mamba. But, yeah, I don't know what happened. I remember that 97 playoffs where Kobe airballed twice against the Jazz, that Jazz team that went to the finals and lost to Jordan and them. But after that, and after they played together with the Lakers in 04, where if Carl didn't get hurt, I don't think the Pistons would have won that championship during that 04 season, I don't really know many ties between Kobe and Carl.
Well, apparently there was an issue one time. I don't even know if he was still playing, but he was hitting on Vanessa in front of Kobe, and Kobe appreciate it. He called her like a... He said he had a cowboy hat or something, and he said he was...
Yeah, Carl Country.
Yeah.
He's straight from the bayou.
He said he was looking to wrestle up some... I don't know that like the exact phrase... And I'm sure like I could Google it, but the short end of it is, you know, trying to pick up on Vanessa, who is so fine, you know, but Kobe's around. She is.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, and as a person who grew up as a Kobe Bryant fan who watched Kobe go to prom with Brandi Norwood.
Yeah, man. Moesha.
I know her as Brad because I'm more of the music first.
Boat to the. Yeah. Yeah. To the. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the joint. So you know her as Brandy first, you said.
Yeah. You know, I Want to Be Down.
Jam.
Yeah. But, you know, them going to prom together. And then, you know, I was thinking, I thought he knew Vanessa at that point even. But he just was doing it for the clout.
Right.
You know, as the area, you know, as the nation's top high school player.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel him. Brandy was doing it back then. I'm more of a Monica. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Remember that Boy Is Mine rivalry?
Monica Brown, formerly married to Shannon Brown.
Yeah,
of
Shannon.
Michigan State.
Shannon messed that all
up.
He messed that all up. And Monica, she a little much. You know what I'm saying? She straight from Atlanta for real. Like Atlanta for real.
Yeah.
So I understand Shannon Brown. You know that's a lot of woman to handle. But yeah, he messed that up. When you stop playing, they don't look at you the same.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like Keisha Cole.
Booby Gibson.
And Booby Gibson.
Like, what? Yeah. Booby didn't deserve that?
No.
And people want to say, once Bron left to go to Miami, that's when my man D. Gibbs' career went down the drain. When really, he got hurt. And nobody took a chance on him when, you know, I guess his rehab didn't go as well as it should have, and I guess he wasn't trying to go overseas. He was doing that Love and Hip Hop thing, which I'm with. You know, go get that money, Gip. But, Keisha Cole, who's fine. She's a lot like Monica, too. She's a little
head
much.
Case.
Yeah, she's a little much. So, once you stop playing, them women that make them that money, they look at you different.
Never get out the game.
Never get out the game.
Never. Real quick, I mean, like, I know, like, this is throwing it back to, like, 6:45. We were talking about high school players, you know, getting drafted. I wanted to look at the 1995 NBA draft really quick. Kevin Garnett taken at a Farragut Academy in Chicago. fifth overall
Joe
pick
Smith
that year.
Went number one, right?
He did.
Wow.
He was a sophomore out of Maryland. Antonio McDice, number two overall out of Bama. He was a sophomore. And then, man, North Carolina was so cold back in the day. Culturally, yeah. Everybody had the Nike jerseys, anything North Carolina, the starter jackets.
Yeah.
Jerry Stackhouse and Rasheed Wallace go 3-4 that year before Garnett.
How did North Carolina not win, like, a national champ? They beat Michigan 93, but after that, like, I don't remember Stackhouse really doing much. I remember Morehouse, what was his name? Big double zero.
He was
like a bootleg Greg Ostertag.
Eric Montross?
Montross.
That's who you're talking about,
yes,
yeah.
Eric Montross. Yeah. I remember him. He was supposed to be, like, Brian Reed's big country, but there was more of the North Carolina name. You got Rasheed and Jerry Stackhouse on your squad, and wow, yeah.
I remember rapper Spice One had an Eric Montross jersey on the front of his rap album. I'm telling you, I'm going to go down all kinds of stuff, but you know, I'm a big rap fan, of course. But Bryant Reeves, speaking of which, Big Country went the pick after Kevin Garnett out of Oklahoma State to Vancouver. Some of the most lit all-time jerseys. NBA jerseys ever. A lot of the kids at Vandegrift, you know, because they love to rock the throwbacks. Even though they don't know who they're wearing, there's a lot of Vancouver jerseys out there in the student sections.
These kids, man, you got to know who you're rocking. You know, when you look at ACL and you see all the pictures and stuff, I see some fire. Like I said on the tweet,
I saw
ACL,
a Fat Lever Denver Nuggets jersey.
Ooh. See, that's real underground. Mm-hmm. That's real underground. But, yeah, there's some fire out there. But just out of the respect for the player, out of respect for the game, you got to know who you're rocking on the back. Like, you can't – like, kids rocking Rex Chapman jersey, they think Rex Chapman got famous from Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, who's this Chapman person? They don't even put two and two together. Which is mad disrespectful. Like, Rex Chapman had dumb bounce at Kentucky. Yeah. He used to dunk on people. White boys dunking on people. That's, you know, I don't know what that is. That's
rare,
not normal.
Air. Yeah, in the 90s, because, you know, you just didn't have.
Yeah, in general. So it's, you know, Rex Chapman paid the way in a sense.
He did. You know? Preach. This definitely needs to be podcasted.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the first hour is not going to be podcasted because I'm on the board right now and I'm the one who puts B&E on SoundCloud.
Which doesn't
each
do
hour.
Itself, by the way.
Yeah,
it's
it doesn't
actually
do itself.
Like a it's
process. It's a process. So, yeah, you're going to get all each hour after the 10 o'clock show when Light the Tower's on. But, who else was in this
draft? Okay, real quick, Cherokee Parks, the Mavericks took him out of Duke at 12.
Trash.
Yeah. Corliss Williamson, who was one of my all-time favorite video game players.
Big Dog?
Because he looked like himself
games. He's not called Big Dog.
No, it's
that's Glenn Robinson. He's something else. He has a nickname, though.
Corliss Williamson. Look it up. He went to the Sacramento... The Mavericks then took Michael Finley, which I love Michael Finley. He's one of my favorite all-time Mavericks. I grew up in Dallas as a big Mavericks fan, but Phoenix actually drafted Michael Finley, and he was later traded to the Mavericks that year. Greg Ostertag, he brought him up. He was taken number 28 overall. He was a senior that year by Utah. And, I'm trying to look down the list to see if there are any, like, crazy late second-round picks that wind up making something of themselves. Maybe Tyus Edney out of UCLA, a little point guard. Eric Snow out of Michigan State. He was a nice little player.
Yeah, Big Nasty.
Big Nasty.
Big Nasty.
Dog, remember, I was telling you about like
a bootleg Barkley.
My college basketball memories was like Corliss Williamson getting down to that block every time. Like, he hustled down the floor every time on offense, defense. Before you knew it, he was down on the block. And
yo, he was the head honcho for that national championship Arkansas team. Like, he could really go. Like, he was undersized when he got to the league. And what game did you use him on?
It was, God, I mean, I played every video game that ever came out.
Everyone.
I mean.
The basketball-wise,
it had to be,
I played all the bootleg ones. Like, everybody was playing live, and I needed to branch out. Like, live was dope, but I knew there were others out there. NBA in the Zone was one of the
in the zone.
Yo, that game was ahead of his time. Like, talk about playing off 2 feet. Coach Beard, he talks about how he loves his players playing off 2 feet, meaning when you get to the lane, you could do like a jump stop and keep your pivot, which, you know, a normal player driving to the hole, when you go off 1 foot and the defender is behind you, their momentum is with you. So if they're line in line with you, that's why LeBron has so many chase down blocks, because guys don't play off 2 feet when LeBron's coming. They just go off one and he takes off from the free throw line and gets a block. If you play off 2 feet, you can make different moves and the guy's going to keep going to where you might be able to do a Tony Parker floater or a turnaround. You could do that stuff in NBA in the zone. On PlayStation 1, Snoop, you were jump stopping in the lane, making moves and stuff like that. I was like, yo.
The jump stop and the pivot.
Yeah. And
up and under.
Yeah, and people were so basic back then. Remember, this is the 90s, so, you know, NBA Live, that was the mainstream joint. So,
yeah,
that's all
Bulls versus Blazers prior to that.
Yo, EA Sports had it going.
It did.
Yo, and NBA Shootout. That was aight. 989 Sports. They were putting the, like, NFL Game Day and stuff like that. They were like the rivals to EA back then. It was all right.
But they was Burger King.
Yeah.
Compared to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And like, really, like, you know, like, and maybe it's because they had the slick bald heads, like, in the video game and in real life, but Ed O'Bannon and.
Can't stand Ed O'Bannon.
Corliss Williamson, who were big, they're trying to support the movement of players getting paid, college players getting paid for their likeness. But that was a big reason why I loved to play UCLA in Arkansas, because I knew that those guys were Ed O'Bannon and Corliss Williamson, even though they didn't actually have their names. They only had their number and their likeness. So it was the closest I could get to, you know, having something, you know, replicate the college game on a video game level.
Why did Ed O'Bannon have to be so petty? Like, I understand they don't have your name on the game. I understand. Like, you're not the best UCLA player of all time, Ed. Like, there's been way better than you that other people would love to play with. But he had to go in and mess it up for everybody. Now we can't play college games no more until, what's the date, 2023 or something like that? And I don't even think they're bringing back basketball. I think they're just going to bring back football, which I'm with, like, you know, that one step at a time. I'm with that. But, man, March Madness, what was the popular game, college game?
Well, NCAA, just whatever year.
It was, yeah, but there was a name. It seemed like it was just 2-on-2. We're going to find it because we got the bills to pay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to go to break. We just, that's producers. We going to try to be on time at least. You know?
Yeah, this is rare. Like, we got out before the top of the hour. I was like, wow, that's
rare.
That's rare.
That's rare.
Okay.
Yeah, so. We'll
two
be
producers
back.
In here.
Yeah, we'll be back. Snoop and Zay, the Horn Morning Remix, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. Stream it at hornfm.com. We'll be back.
Cannot always be night.
The Snoop and Zay Morning Remix on the Horn.
Here you go, Snoop. This is who you compared yourself to earlier. You're the Kanye West of radio.
Clearly. Austin radio.
Austin radio. I respect that.
Right.
We're back, Snoop and Zay, Snoop Daniel, Zaya Collier, the Horn Morning Remix. This is Kanye West, Praise God, the instrumental, of course, because Kanye, actually, he didn't curse on the album.
No.
We could have played the original.
Okay. I just felt like, just to play it safe.
Yeah, play it safe, always.
Just in case.
Always got
the dumb
butt. We've
been playing some heat this morning, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We played Mario Judah earlier, and I know, like,
who is that? He
okay, so that's like
underground.
He's mostly like a TikTok, and TikTok, the music layer of TikTok is so thick, and it's something that's not necessarily commercial, but it is mainstream because so many people are accessing it, and a lot of the younger kids, because with Flex, I deal with a lot of younger kids, they're learning older music through TikTok, doing dances, et cetera. So really, it's great exposure for them to the older culture. Because now, the 90s for us, think about how we think about the 70s and the 60s. That's how they think about the 90s and the 2000s. So
yeah.
Just like just the mental approach of, you know, just how music is consumed and who consumes it. And it's Mario Judah, you just aren't really going to hear anywhere mainstream. So I'm glad we were able to.
Yeah, that beat was crazy. That beat was crazy. One of the biggest examples of that, what is it, Gen Z, those youngsters who are, I guess, in high school, early 20s, they relate to that TikTok era, like you said. But the song that I saw that went like big again, another phenomenon, was that Fleetwood Mac joint where homeboy's drinking the cranberry.
Yes.
Ocean Spray. The Vato is drinking the,
yes,
the Ocean Spray. Yeah. Can we say that?
I guess so.
Everybody know what I'm talking about. I ain't getting canceled. It's Thanksgiving.
Ghost Town DJs, My Boo. Even before TikTok, the Running Man challenge. You remember
yes.
that to that song. So that, you know, it's just, I guess,
oh, yeah.
right. So yeah. Bringing back the old to the new. If there's one thing good out of TikTok that comes from that, I think it's just the realization and exposure to older music, especially now when you have things like YouTube and Spotify. Like nobody's listening necessarily to the radio for their pop music. When like if it was on 7 p.m. on a countdown on Kiss FM or whatever radio station it was on, then it was a popular song. But now, you know, just people just consume, they get their music so differently these days. And man, I swear.
Yeah, you remember the Zoom? It was like an iPod, but.
Yes, Z-U-N-E.
Z-U-N-E. Yeah, I had one of those. I thought I was the ish. Like, I was hating on everybody. That felt like the Android against the actual Apple during the time. I don't know what happened to Zoom. I don't know who, you know, created it, but yo, they seem like they're ahead of their time. But then iPhone came out, and we all know what happened.
Yeah, like big cassette CD consumer. I know we're supposed to be talking sports, but just
we talking everything, man.
Yes,
we talking everything. They gave us the keys.
As long as we don't crash the car and protect the license, I think that we're good.
Man, just put your seatbelt on. We going over 100. It don't matter what we talking about. We got a straight shot. All right, somebody on the Specs text line said, appreciate the sweet potato pie because since it's me and Snoop today, this is the sweet potato pie morning edition, and you'll get the pumpkin pie edition this afternoon. And I'm not hating on those guys. Pumpkin pie is amazing. I'm just, you know, that's the difference between Snoop and Zay morning show filling in for B&E than our guys that are filling in for RBKD this afternoon. But somebody said, what about dirty rice and cornbread dressing? Now, cornbread dressing, I'm with that. Like, I'm a dressing over stuffing type of guy. I don't know the difference. I feel like it's a culture thing. I feel like, you know, at the black household, you might get that dressing. At a white household, you might get that stuffing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the difference. If somebody on the Specs text line could let me know, 512-337-3776, please let me know. Oh, so we taking calls, Snoop? Because we ain't going to have no blitz today. Somebody asked if we're doing a blitz. We're not going to do that. So should we take calls?
We can do whatever. I don't know what anybody would call in and say. It is scary.
It's risky.
You just never know who the hell is on there. I mean, the only person I would trust to call in is maybe Tavo.
See, that's the least person I would trust on here.
with Tavo.
No, Tavo's cool.
And Tavo does add, I mean, as a listener mostly of B&E, because I'm coming in here to produce Craig's show. And just like, and so I'm a listener,
yeah.
and just to hear the blitz. I know there's a few guys who are regulars, and there's the, hey, is this Bev Kearney? Or
Bev Kearney's wild.
Young? Or that guy, and then the Tavo guy, and then the racist guy. I know him.
Yeah.
He's funny. And then
yeah,
whoever.
The Red McCombs, Earl Campbell ones are my favorite.
Whoever.
Easily.
Oh, God. He said something yesterday about, like, if Michael Strahan went to the moon, then maybe Obama and his friends will believe that a black person actually went to the moon. I'm like, oh, wow. That is. And then whoever was, like, talking trash to Tavo, he's like, What did he say? He said, hey, this is Tavo's PO officer. Your P test is beat chump.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm like, wow, that's very Howard Stern-ish. And like, you know, and I grew up, you know, a big Howard Stern fan. I mean, that's really what got me into radio. Stern and Kocratic, which are two opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to talk radio. But yeah, just I was a huge sound effect guy back in the day. And now really, I loved Jackie for Stern was so great with sounds. But now I don't like sounds as much anymore.
I don't know. The only reason why I tuned in to Howard Stern is because I knew somebody might take their top off.
Yeah.
I was with that. That when he had them, you know, scandalous women on, I was with that.
Right, and so many different, like, I guess their Tavo would be like Beetlejuice, and he just has so many different characters. You know, I really hate that he went to satellite radio, and I realize it was a money play, but to have that taken away from terrestrial radio, you know, it really hurts. It hurts the overall game. So, you know, but when you have a station that's kind of rare, like the Horn,
yeah.
I mean, most sports stations are syndicated programming, maybe a live morning show, maybe an afternoon show that's inside of the state. But to have it live from 6 o'clock in the morning through 7 p.m. at night is just, in today's world, it just doesn't really happen much. And so, you know, it's, and it takes an effort. You know, there's a lot of tired people around the Horn. Like, if you have to be on the air every day, 5 days a week without fail, and you know, people have lives. A lot of the guys that work here are family guys. You know, they have children at home. So to make that go round, especially today, you know, Chad wanted to give B&E, you know, a break. You know, give them a day of rest, and so you have to call on the producers to fill in. So that's why you have this morning.
Good looking out, Chad, because by you giving them a break, it gives me a break for having to deal with them. I love them. No, I love them. Those are my guys. But yeah, we all need that break for, you know, a little bit. And I'm thankful for everybody. Hit us up on the Specs text line. Tell us what you're thankful for. You know what? Let's hit us up on the Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina hotline, too. We'll take some calls. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Me and Snoop, we're feeling jolly and merry and whatnot. So hit up 512-447-3776. The Specs text line, somebody said, can't be no rap fan and mention Monica,
please,
but no murder. What does
murder.
That mean?
Murder?
Well, Monica was part of a murder?
No.
I mean, I know she got a little hood in her, which, you know, she just got a little, she's from Atlanta. You know, she got a little hood in her, but murder, I don't remember Monica doing any of that. You got to miss me with that guy, but Shootout 98 with MJ. Okay, why do you remember back during the MJ 90s era, MJ was never on video games?
No.
It was always like player 98.
Mm-hmm.
Like they never used his number either. But you knew who it was because it was a two-guard rated 99 that could do no wrong, that dunked on absolutely everybody. But MJ was so selfish back then. And so
probably still is today.
Oh yeah, still selfish. But his brand was such a big deal that he couldn't be on the game, bro. And I know he had his own video games. Like he had one real bootleg game, Snoop, on Super Nintendo.
Well,
where it was like a
there was one other
monster game to where he threw basketballs at zombies and you could dunk to get certain points and unlock like certain keys and stuff. And the dunking was hard. It was almost impossible to dunk the ball. But in order to
move along,
I forgot what that game was called. It was on Super Nintendo. It was dope. It was dumb. I'm not gonna lie. Jordan had something there, but
it was. But also, you're forgetting one on Nintendo: Jordan versus Bird.
Okay, that was fire too.
Yes, along with Double Dribble.
That's the college game I was thinking about.
Double Dribble?
Yes.
Well, that was more, I don't know if it was a college game. Was it? I had to go back and look. I just remember there were like three or four signature dunks, and if you got near the rim, it would do the cutaway, and it'd show you
make the
dunk or hit the dunk. And then I remember if you fouled, they would say, push well. And like, but it's supposed to be for a push foul. I was like, oh my God, they talked. They said, push well. Oh my, I mean, when video games start talking, when they said Montana drops back to pass on this Genesis game, about lost my my mind. I was like, oh my God, they said their name. Yeah. I mean, the video games have come a long way. I know we're talking a lot about video games, but it's video games with sports.
It's not, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, people.
We're talking about Tetris.
Yeah. Fellas, great job. Really enjoyed the show. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, Myron. Appreciate it, Myron. Good looking.
Oh, shout out to Nolan Hogan, seed of Aaron Hogan. I don't know if he's still listening, but he hit me earlier and said he was listening. So appreciate you, fam.
Little Nolan. That's my guy, man.
He is. He's, you know what, like, he's grown up a lot over the last year. And really, I talk about the family effort it takes to do a sports radio station live from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Like, Aaron's son, Nolan, contributes a lot on, like, board hopping and production and stuff around here. So it's good, you know, because it's been tough to get young blood into the radio game.
Yeah.
Because it's just... I guess, like, they want to do other things besides radio. And, again, when I was getting in it, everybody was trying to do it, so.
Well, the thing is, Snoop, Brad Kellner was one of the best young talents.
Yeah, a BK, absolutely.
Like, ever. And I've seen it with my own eyes. Just interns come in and see BK, and then they'll expect that it's easy to get in the game or it doesn't take long, when really they don't understand what BK's done to get to the point that he's at. Even though he's in his 20s and now working for ESPN in Houston, cats would come in and they would be like, oh, this guy's young. That means I could do it. And then they would see the steps that it takes and they'd be like, oh, nah, maybe this isn't anything I want to get into, because you just can't come in and get on the mic. Like, that's just not how it works. You know, like you said earlier, the things that you had to do before, like, you were riding the bus to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the grind.
Yeah, getting up at 10 o'clock and having to walk the rest of the way.
Yeah, doing, like, softball games and weekend stuff, that's the grind. So if you don't understand, you know, the steps that it takes to get to these points to be a Bucky Gabo, Aaron Hogan, Chad Hastings, you want to be a Brad Kellner, you want to be those guys, then it takes a lot of hard work behind the scenes that on-air people don't really understand, you know what I'm saying? And that's where these youngsters and interns, that's where they miss it. That's where they miss it. And it's unfortunate, because coming in, like, you know, I was hungry. It was just, understood that, and that was just kind of how I was raised, like the competitiveness of basketball carried to what I wanted to do as, you know, a job. Like, anything I do, I'm going to be passionate about. So coming into this, that didn't scare me. You know what I'm saying? Doing all the hard work and all the dirty stuff, the grinding, that didn't scare me one bit. That actually rejuvenated me, because that made me realize, hey, I'm closer than I think. And that's something that, you know, I could cherish.
Well, you're hosting mornings right now, buddy. So, hey, I do a quick shout out real quick, because I do a segment on Fox 7 Austin every week on Friday morning, talking, you know, repping Flex and 104.9 The Horn, talking high school sports with Dave Fralick. Dave Fralick, the morning show host, I think for the last at least 5 years on Fox, he's leaving for H-Town. So he got, I think he's going to do mornings in Houston. So a big salute to Dave Fralick, a good dude who I've went to UT football games and basketball games now for the past 2 years. That won't be happening anymore, because he's going to be, you know, way down in H-Town. But congratulations on the new gig, Dave, and we're going to miss you, man. I think I'm on with him some Good Friday. Black Friday. It's a difference. Black Friday is a good Friday. But
oh, yeah. Black Friday is always a good Friday. You know what I'm saying? But we'll be back. We're going to get into this. It's stuffing dressing conversation after the break. Adam Wagner, the host of The Wagner Wire on Sundays, fantasy guru on these airways, is going to chop it up with Snoop and I at the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. He'll be talking about all fantasy picks for the week and the Thanksgiving slate and other NFL games going on, but stay tuned for that 8 o'clock hour. Snoop and Zay, Morning Remix. We'll be back.
Snoop, Zay, on the Horn Morning Remix.
Welcome back. Thanksgiving Eve. You're rocking with Snoop and Zay, the Horn Morning Remix. Yo, I feel like Cube should be coming in right now.
O'Shea Jackson.
O'Shea Jackson Sr.
His son's a good actor, too.
You think he's good? Because he's in that new Kevin Durant. I want to say KD was an executive producer. He has a flick or series on Apple TV where Junior, Ice Cube Jr., is playing, I want to say, the troubled coach that has a lot going on in his life, but at the end of the day, he cares about the kids. You know, that little story.
Okay.
You know, I want to say it's KD's childhood, kind of like a biopic, but I don't think the name is Kevin Durant on the main character.
KD is using his money to do things.
He's smart. Know,
like for example, with the university, like he donated all that cash, and like now you see them rocking like the throwback 2000, whatever year he was here, what was that, 2007 shorts, you know, the old KD style, and the locker rooms are kind of the Nike KD, outfit.
Yeah, like on the practice gear and whatnot. Mm-hmm. He ain't investing in no lotion, though.
Oh, man.
That's for damn sure. Yeah. That's for damn sure. And we talked about it yesterday on Shirts and Skins and on B&E. If you're that good of a basketball player, something's got to give. You know what I'm saying? You can't pay attention to everything because you're too busy working on your craft. You know, like if Russell Westbrook wasn't worried about his attire all the time, would he be the best basketball player ever? Because maybe he might have that Kobe mindset to where it's all about hoops. You know what I'm saying? Like during Kobe's playing days, I don't remember seeing him on many other commercials. I remember Sprite. And that was really that was before the first like contract, the big contract. After he left Adidas and went Nike, other than Nike commercials, you really didn't see Kobe much because it was just all about hoops. So Kevin Durant, you know, he don't comb his hair. The beard don't get brushed very often. You know, the legs aren't moisturized. Like, he needs something stronger than lotion. Like, back in the day, dark-skinned brothers can relate. Back in the day, your boy Snoop was so ashy, my mom used to mix lotion with Vaseline.
Wow.
To get riff. That's a dark-skinned brother tip for you. Like, that's... And I was young. I didn't know no better. Like, I just want to go hoop. I just want to go play in recess, play kickball. Like, I was like KD. I wasn't worried about my ashiness. I wasn't worried about if I was able to start a fire with my feet. You know? So
anyway. Is that the Disney reference?
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, I did on Twitter.
Proud Family.
I did.
Classic. But anyway, so people have came back and said dressing and stuffing are clearly similar, but stuffing is what you get inside the turkey. And then somebody said the cornbread is kind of the difference. So I think in dressing, you got cornbread and stuffing. It's just in the turkey. So
or outside, inside the turkey or outside.
Yeah, inside the turkey. So
for me to like stuffing at all, I got to have Ghibli gravy. Do you like
Ghibli
gravy?
Man, that's country.
Gravy is I have to drench it in it. And to be super ghetto, I love chitlins.
Oh, Snoop.
I love and chitlins stink, but they stink so good.
Come on, Snoop. Our ancestors have done way too much for us to still eat chitlins.
My parents would be up for like 2 or 3 days cleaning them things. It would taste so good.
That right
good.
There should show you that it's not good. If something should be prepped for 2 days, like the same brisket.
Yeah.
Like brisket already takes a long ass time, and you out here with your family, chitlins stinking up the whole house.
It does stink.
That's how it smelled yesterday at the station. It smelled like chitlins or some type of pig feet.
Somebody, it smells like doo-doo.
Yeah, it's not a good smell.
Yeah.
It's not a good smell at all. Now, somebody also said that was brandy
who murdered somebody, not Monica. Back in 06, Brandy was in a crash.
Yes. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember that at all.
I do. I remember that vaguely. And earlier, speaking of R&B, I was jamming Janae Aiko, but Zay thought wow. I was listening to Summer Walker. Yeah, she's good.
She's
when you talk about new R&B female talent.
Yeah,
she's there.
She's different. Like I'm not a huge tattoo guy. It depends on the woman.
Yeah,
with tattoo, especially like if you're gonna go on the face and neck, like you gotta bring it in different assets. You know what I'm saying? So Summer Walker, she does that for me, but I've been jamming her album a little bit. It's a little depressing. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little depressing. It's not for the brothers, not for the men. It's for sure for the women. But that's where she was going.
I like her, H-E-R.
She's really good.
Talented.
She's classy with it.
SZA.
Jams. When's her album coming out?
New album, I'm not really sure, but I love her joint. Doja Cat was at ACL Festival a few weeks back, and they have the single together, but I think SZA makes that track, Kiss Me More.
Kiss Me More, that's a TikTok jam, right? Like that song became very popular on TikTok, I feel like. But back to Aiko, she's with Big Sean, correct?
Was.
She's still with
is
him.
She with? I don't.
She's still with him. They're on their, Bill and Hillary Clinton stuff to where they got problems, but they gonna be together.
Like Kanye and Kim Ye.
Nah, she out with Pete Davidson and stuff.
Aiko, God, man, she's so hot.
Yeah, you saw Kourtney Kardashian. She's with Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Was it Blink 182?
She's less cute. Yeah, Blink 182.
That's where they're going. They're leaving the brothers that hoop, and they're going to the rockers
that
rock.
Janae is with Omarion's brother. Holy, what the hell?
No, they just got a baby together. That don't count. We'll talk about this later. We got to pay these bills. We already behind. 8 o'clock hour after. 8 o'clock hour coming.
I can talk
coming.
About girls all day.
Oh, we'll get to it. We might get kicked off, but it's all good. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve. We doing it big. But up next, Adam Wagner will be on, host of the Wagner Wire, to talk about everything football and fantasy. This is The Horn. Snoop and Zay got you for the Morning Remix. We'll be back.